I am a child of God. I am a child of God. If you can say that sentence, you belong. You belong. And as children of God, that belonging is integral to our having a flourishing life in Jesus. Foster families and adoptive families are so important to our world because children need to know they belong. They belong. I was thinking about the places Sarah Gray and I have traveled recently. Back in February, we traveled with some other folks from the congregation to our denominational gathering in Southern California. That's not a bad place to have a gathering in end of January. And when we landed, we hadn't gone far from the airport before we saw one of those iconic things for Southern California, a palm tree. You know, palm trees aren't native to Southern California. For visual effect, someone imported palm trees, probably for somewhere in Beverly Hills, to make a statement. And they realized once they got them there that they actually could thrive, but they weren't native there. That wasn't necessarily where they belonged. A few years ago, we were in the Phoenix area, and I think this is correct, cacti, there were a lot of them. Cacti wouldn't do very well, neither would palm trees in Winston-Salem, would they? It'd be a stretch. Why? Because they don't really belong here. It's not a place they will flourish. As human beings, we need that belonging so that we can truly flourish. As Reformed people, and we did this last week, if you were with us in worship, we state what we believe. And last week, we used the Heidelberg Catechism. The first question in the Heidelberg Catechism is, what is your only comfort in life and death? If you were schooled in the catechism at some point, you know the answer. That I am not my own, but belong body and soul in life and death to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. First question, right out of the gate. What is your only comfort in this life and the life that is to come? That I belong. I belong to Jesus. It matters. But I'm convinced, as followers of Jesus, we too often forget that we belong. And we get caught up in a lot of other things for our belonging. If you're a golf fan, the real golf fans are probably in Greensboro this morning. You watched a great story of redemption play out a few months ago. Ricky Fowler, who had had a drought from winning since 2019, came this close in the U.S. Open only to win subsequently to that. It was a magnificent thing to watch. When he won, his playing partner kind of broke the kind of rigid tradition of the PGA. He applauded on the green because people love Ricky Fowler. But when he lost the U.S. Open in a disappointing loss, he was asked afterwards, how do you go on? How do you go on with that kind of crushing disappointment? And he said, well, before I sign my scorecard. My wife brought our daughter. Did you see this? Fowler's wife brought their daughter, Maya. She was waiting as he walked off the green. And Maya did this. And went into his arms. And in the midst of that crushing disappointment, he cuddled his daughter and smiled. And he said, because this isn't the most important thing, winning any golf tournament. That's the most important thing. Because Maya doesn't care if I shot 65 or 85. She knows she belongs to me. We belong to the God of all creation in Jesus Christ. And as Paul writes to the church at Colossae, I believe in the first 17 verses of the third chapter, he gives us a roadmap. A roadmap for how we might live more fully every day into how we can flourish because we know we belong. In verse 1 of Colossians 3, we find Paul writing these words. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We're going to stop there. First four verses. The first of five things, I think, that we can live into to remember daily and live into who we belong to is this. Set your mind on the mind of Christ. Where our mind fixates is where we're going to gravitate to. When we set our mind, that's where we follow. And Paul says, set your heart and your mind on Christ Jesus. We try to belong to a lot of things, don't we? Some people want to belong to their financial account. That's who I am. That's who I am. And their mind is focused there, and they orient their life around that. If we looked at their phones would be dominated by apps that would be focused there. Some people belong to their car. Some people belong to a relationship. Some belong to their job. What do you belong to? Because the chances are that's what you have set your mind on. Paul says, Jesus, people, set your hearts and your minds on the mind of Jesus. He goes on in verse 5. He says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Paul is giving us the second I believe, principle to live into. And that is strive to live with the heart of Jesus. Strive to live with the heart of Jesus. Put on that new self. Our minds and our hearts are closely aligned, aren't they? What's the desire of your heart? The desire of your heart will also reflect a belonging to the God of all creation. To who do you belong? To who do you belong? Make no mistake, we live in a world that says you gotta belong somewhere. I don't know about you, but are you looking forward to the next presidential election as much as I am? Oh, can't wait for that year to come up. That's gonna be fun. Why? Because the world, our country says you gotta belong one place or the other. And let the fight begin. And I honestly, I've said Sundays before elections in the past, you know, I don't care if on Wednesday morning after the election you wake up and you're ecstatic or you're completely disappointed. I don't care. It makes no difference to me. As long as you commit to pray for whoever has been tapped to lead because they need our prayers. Belonging to either one of the two poles is not going to give any of us a long-term sense of belonging any more than the car that's going to rust is worthy of our saying, that's who I belong to. But set your mind on the mind of Jesus and strive to live every day with the heart of Jesus, because your mind and your heart help determine your understanding and faith in who you belong to. Paul goes on, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. We put on the clothes of Christ. We put on the clothes of Jesus. Thankfully, we all put on our clothes this morning to come here. Put some thought into it, most of us. And we came here. And we put on the clothes we're wearing right now for the purpose of where we were going, right? The people who are at the golf tournament right now put on clothes different than what we're wearing because it's hot out there. A little warm in here too, but you know. But we put on clothes within context of where we're going. And Paul says, and then put those on, those virtues, and be with the people of God. Engage with Jesus' people. Engage with Jesus' people. That might mean we join a Bible study. That might mean after visiting 12 churches, we finally unite with one. It might mean that instead of a group we have Bible study with, we go to one person and say, would you be my friend in Jesus? But we engage with Jesus' people. Because the people we engage with reinforce whose we are. And that helps remind us of who we belong to, where our belonging lies. Who do you belong to? You belong to Jesus. We're a child of God. But who else do you put on the virtues of Jesus and do life with? It's helpful to have those people. Usually when I leave in the morning, Sarah Gray will do kind of like a, you know, check. And nearly every morning during the winter when I would be wearing a sweater, as she hugged me as I left, she would go, "Let me fix that tag for you." She was gone a couple of mornings. And Jeannie Nifong, who's one of our administrative assistants, played that role because the first time I passed her, she goes, "Hey, wait a minute, let me fix that for you," right? Because we need sometimes people to go, you know, you spilled your coffee down the front of your shirt this morning, right? You're aware of that. And we need those people in our lives who are Jesus people to go, how are you doing on that joy thing? We might want to work on that a little bit. We need people in our lives who understand they belong to the same God in Jesus, who are willing to say, "Let me be your Jesus friend." And together we'll remind each other that we belong, body and soul, to the one who would lay down his life for us. We belong. We belong. In verse 16, Paul writes, "Let the message of Jesus dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart." Engage with Scripture as the word of Jesus and be filled with it. Be filled with it. If you ever meet somebody who belongs to their bank account or their stock portfolio, their words tend to reflect that. Their words reflect that. We belong to Jesus. The songs of our lives and the words of our lives should reflect the one we belong to. Be filled with the psalms and the songs and the words of Jesus. Because when that is what we're filled with, we're reminded to whom we belong. And finally, in verse 17, Paul writes, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Live for the name of Jesus. Live for Jesus. Live for him. When you put on those virtues of Jesus every day, step out into a world that doesn't know him and pray, "May the world today see Jesus and not me. May the world see Jesus and not me." Live for the name of Jesus. If you have children, you've probably had this discussion at some point around the family table. This is our family, and this is what we do. You belong to this family, and as a result, this is how we act. This is how we behave. Because it reflects us. When we step out into a world that longs to know Jesus, they need to see Jesus. And our lives need to point to him. Now, those are five principles. Don't do this. Do not do this. Do not walk out of here and say, I got to try and do all five of those this week. Transformation is a process. Pick one. Pick one. And say, this week, I believe I can make my greatest strides into remembering and living into knowing who I belong to if I find a Jesus friend. And pray about it and listen for what God might say to you through His Holy Spirit. But we defeat ourselves when we listen to a sermon that has five examples of things that we can live into and we go, I got to do all five by Monday at lunch. Ain't going to happen. But we can work on one. We can work on one. Because it matters that we know we belong to the God of all creation in Jesus. Because we can settle to fitting in, but that is a cheap substitute. A lot of kids here this morning. Amy rudely pointed out that you're going back to school before too long. She seemed kind of gleeful about that, too. But you know what? Those are the people in the room who are going to have the greatest challenge coming up to try and fit in. They're going to walk into a cafeteria for their first lunch and go, where do I fit in? If that's your reality in the not too distant future as a student, I want you to know something. You belong to Jesus. And I pray that you have good friends who come alongside you in this school year who also know Jesus, and that you are rubbing shoulders with students who don't know Jesus because they can see Jesus through you as you live your life for Him. But don't ever fall for the lie that fitting in means belonging. I love what Dr. Brené Brown says. Fitting in, she says, is about assessing a situation and becoming who you need to be accepted. Belonging, on the other hand, doesn't require us to change who we are. It requires us to be who we are. Fitting in and trying to fit in is a cheap substitute that will always leave us brokenhearted. But if we know who we belong to, there'll be challenges, there'll be struggles. Our cars will rust out, and our bank accounts will be depleted, and our parents will have cancer. But who we belong to will never change. And because we belong to Jesus, in every one of those heart-rending situations, and in the joys of life, we will never be alone because the living God of all creation will be there to walk with us. People of Jesus, hear me. You belong body and soul to the one who would die for you and not stay dead, but 3 days later rise and live forever. To do the miraculous, to do the thing no other human being could ever do, because He wasn't just a human being, He was a human being and He was God, and because He conquered the one thing we could never conquer, death, He claims you, and you belong to him. And because we belong to him, he never lets us go, and he wants to remind us of that. And that's why we come on a regular basis to this table. A table where we're reminded that we belong, where we're reminded that Jesus was willing to die so that we know we're his, and to be empowered by his Holy Spirit to set our minds and our hearts on the mind and heart of Jesus. To strive to live with the character and the heart of Jesus. To engage with Jesus' people. To be filled with the words of Jesus. And to live for the name of Jesus. Here's where we come. To be strengthened for that. May we come. Because this is where we belong. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful that we belong. Thank you for claiming us in Christ Jesus. May we be people who orient our lives so that we might live each day confident that we belong to you. We come to this table not out of any merit that we bring, but purely because of what Jesus has done for us. Thank you. Thank you that we belong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.